This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
With Capella University's FlexPath format, you can set your own deadlines, learn at your pace, and access most coursework from anywhere at any time. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Whether you're making a delicious family meal or a post-workout snack, choose the farm-fresh taste of Eggland's Best Eggs. Only Eggland's Best Hens are fed their proprietary all-vegetarian feed. That's what makes their eggs more nutritious. With 10 times more vitamin E, 25% less saturated fat, and 6 times more vitamin D compared to ordinary eggs. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com to learn more.
This is the Olive Podcast Little Black Book bonus episode. Listen on to hear this week's guest share the hit list for eating, drinking, shopping, and travel. I'm back with Ren Bien, and in the main episode this week, we talked all about sweet Polish baking. Now she's going to open her little black book and give us lots of recommendations.
I am. Very exciting.
Thanks for this, Ren.
You're welcome.
Okay, so first of all, could you tell us about a cool UK foodie city or town that you'd recommend for a visit?
Yeah, so I'm actually born and raised in Manchester. So I was part of the Manchester sort of Polish diasporic community, and I wouldn't have said Manchester a few years ago, but recently I think it's really, really, you know, expanded. It's actually blown me away, the Manchester food scene. Yeah. So I've got to put it on the list. I've got to give Manchester a bit of a shout out. I think Manchester's blessed with these very cool old industrial style buildings. So we're finding like lots of restaurants that have, you know, exposed brick walls, and they might be sort of slightly quirky, but definitely Manchester is, as a food destination. It's really nice to see a bit more of a spotlight on Manchester now, with food reviews and people kind of heading out there and finding some really cool places.
Is there anywhere in particular that jumps out at you?
I really like Placki, which is a modern Polish restaurant in Manchester. And there's a really lovely restaurant called Sparrows, which I believe is under the arches of the railways. And so those two places are really nice.
Fantastic.
And both actually feature Eastern European food as well, which is great.
Love that one. Okay, now a European or worldwide destination discovery.
So tricky. I would have always said Krakow. That's my go-to for a foodie break. I've had some great trips there, especially around Christmas for the Christmas markets. Easter's really nice. They have a pierogi festival as well in Krakow, which is amazing. lots of bakeries and really great food markets to explore. Second to that, I was really surprised by Barcelona recently. I had a great weekend there with my friends, and the food markets there are amazing. Yeah. There's a really lovely building as well called El Nacional, where you have like a big gin bar and then lots of tapas places around. So cool, so amazing. Lots of seafood, of course, because it's on the coast. And yeah, that was my second favourite place, I would say.
Two for the price of one. Fantastic. Okay, now where would you host your last supper, and what dish would you eat?
So again, maybe not very adventurous, but my favourite place is Ognisko, which is the Polish Hearth Club in South Kensington. That's been there since just after the Second World War. And it's a beautiful, a very tall dining room, very elegant, pictures of Polish generals on the walls, very quirky. So my last supper would be there, a table laden with lots of different pierogi and lots of different toppings. So caramelised onions, sour cream. Mm. So yeah, lots of pierogi, and then Polish cocktails. Polish apple martini has to be done there, and cakes.
What's in a Polish apple martini?
So usually two types of Polish vodka and then apple juice and either a dried apple or a honey vodka as well sometimes. And yeah, an apple juice or a star anise.
Oh, sounds fantastic.
It's a good one.
Love it. Okay. Tell us about your favourite pub and what makes it so special.
So I am lucky enough to live in St Albans, and apparently, fun fact, I think St Albans has more pubs per square mile than in any other UK city.
Wow.
So we are never far, and lots of them are within walking distance, so that's good. So lots of pubs in St Albans, including one of the oldest, the Old Fighting Cocks. Most likely to find me in Dillon's and the King's Arms, which is on a lovely little road called George Street. And we've got some quite nice lanes nearby, so we like to go for walks and end up at the Hollybush, which is a nice name, isn't
it? Yeah, I love that. So your new book's all about sweet bakes. Mm. What's your favourite bakery and what is your repeat order?
Oh, gosh. So I've recently started frequenting a really nice bakery in Ware, which is in Hertfordshire. It's about half an hour from where I live, but if I'm ever over in that general direction, I always stop in. There's a really nice canal walk there as well. So Proto Artisan Bakery, it's a husband and wife team, Joanne and James. They started baking sourdough, as lots of us did in lockdown. They turned it into their beautiful bakery business. There's always a massive array of freshly baked goods, kind of traditional as well as modern. So they do the cubed croissants, you know, that are filled with really good stuff. They do the best Spanish hot chocolate I've ever had. And they do a really good Detroit style pizza. And then focaccia sandwiches that are kind of, you know, really thickly layered up with mortadella, rocket and mozzarella and things. And so, yeah, whenever we go there, it's literally a big day trip and we come home with half the bakery.
Laden. I love that. Okay, where would you buy a great food-based gift for friends? And this can be a store or online.
So there's a really nice deli called Buongiorno Italia, and they have been in St Albans since about 1978, I think. Okay. So it's a real treasure trove. At Christmas time, lots of panettones and that good stuff. They do lots of things at Easter. They'll do a lovely hamper for you. And if I'm ever just kind of wanting to do a very quick foodie gift, it will be a really nice bottle of wine from there. And they do an amazing pistachio Italian tiramisu. So, yeah.
Wow.
Get a couple of those. Take them along to your friend's house. Great gift. Sorted.
That's great. And lastly, do you have a favourite specialist shop, either for ingredients or equipment?
Yeah, so I quite like Sous Chef because they have by cuisine. So you can sort of find lots of different cuisines. But I've had some really nice tableware from there, kind of ramen bowls and really good things. Slightly unusual ingredients you'll find there as well. And also... yeah, really good kind of quality baking equipment. So that's my favourite go-to online store.
And do you have a favourite coffee shop if you drink coffee?
Yeah, big coffee fan. Flat White here already. So we have a great place in St Albans again, Toast. They use, I think, the Gentleman Barista's coffee. Mm-hmm. So it's not a coffee shop. It's more of a kind of casual, brunchy, everything on toast sort of place. So it's a great place to fall into on a Saturday or Sunday morning. And they do, yeah, really, really nice coffee. Second to that, a little further afield, I really love going to Abersoch in North Wales. There's a lovely little shop there which started off as an ice cream parlour called Two Islands. They use Welsh dairy, but they've now kind of expanded and they have a bakery and Coal Town coffee, I believe they use. That layer cakes are fantastic there. Lots of seasonal produce always finds its way into the layer cakes and into the buttercreams. Great cinnamon buns and the best coffee. So I love going there, grab a coffee, go for a walk on the beach. That's my kind of happy place.
Those are amazing recs. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you for listening to the Olive Podcast. For recipes and more information, head to olivemagazine.com. And don't forget to subscribe at iTunes, Acast, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.